Hello and welcome to another Discourse About Discourse Educast by Ben Wilkoff. Today is Thursday, June the 7th, and I really can't believe that it's already in June, and summer is sort of in full swing for me. I am not taking the summer off in any way, shape, or form. I will be working at probably about 12 different things, and I'd like to take a moment to chronicle them, but not go into depth on any one of them. The Academy of Discovery is going to be in full force. We're trying to get the rest of the funding. We've got about half coming in so far, and we've talked to a few of the higher-ups of the technology people at my district, and they are very interested. We're going to be talking to Learning Services about getting some extra funding for that. I am working full-time in some Denver public housing, teaching elementary school kids literacy, which is definitely something different for me, but I'm also writing the technology curriculum for the same sets of kids, and so that's a lot of fun. I'm trying to see if these sorts of collaborative tools, mostly Wiki so far, how they work with a population that does not have a lot of access at home and that has not had a lot of experience using collaborative tools or Web 2.0 technologies. And so far it's been a rousing success. All of the tech team members, which are former Bridge Project students, and that's the name of the nonprofit that does this in the public housing, all of these students sort of go through this maturation process and they become the leaders, which I think is an amazing model that I really would love to pick up on in the Academy of Discovery. But they have found that all of the tools that we are using so far, wikis, and we've used GCast a little bit. Sorry for that pause there. There's nothing really like seeing that you are going about 7 miles over the speed limit and a police officer is just waiting to pull people over. So I did not get pulled over, but it added a little bit of extra excitement to this car cast, hopefully. So I'm very interested to see whether or not I can be successful over the course of a 7-week program working with kids who mostly the only contact to computers that they have are at these Bridge Project sites. And so those are two things that I'll be working heavily on. I also just started a new podcast called Education Transformation for the Podcast Network. And I'll be interviewing a lot of, well, really anybody who wants to talk about it. And I think that's the big difference between my podcast and the one that Steve Hargadon does, called, I think it's EdTech Talk. And he gets sort of the experts in educational technology to talk to and interview. And I am sort of going at this from a different angle. I want to talk to anybody who is a stakeholder within education, and I want to ask them what they think the future of education looks like, and in sort of interviewing them, if there's any chance that I can expose people who have not been exposed to the type of School 2.0 that I try and explore on this podcast, that's what I'm going to try and do. And so you can get to that over at educationtransformation.thepodcastnetwork.com, and I need to get a domain set up for that because that's way too wordy and a mouthful. So that's another project I'm working on. I'm also trying to keep on maintaining my blog, and that's become much more of a passion for me because I find that there is some larger readership. I'm getting a lot more feedback from the things that I'm putting out there, and it's both satisfying and also, time-consuming. But I really want to make time for the people who are reaching out as collaborators, and that. So thank you if you are someone who has emailed me or contacted me saying that you either like what I'm putting out there or that you you want to collaborate on something, which I think is pretty amazing. The next project, and I guess it's not so little that I'm going to be working on, is I'll be sole department chair for the language arts department in Crest Hill Middle School next year. We had a triumvirate last year working together, and that worked really well, but the two other people who were department chairs from this past year, they are moving on. And while I'm sad about that, I am also very excited about maybe pushing the envelope a little bit more in the department. And I am right now thinking about crafting an email about setting up blogs for the teachers over the summer and getting them started on that, not as a requirement, but as something to sort of lead into more reflective practice for next year and more collaboration for next year. We will be working more heavily on a curriculum wiki, and so I'm very excited about that potential as well. But it is something that, for me, has become something very close to my heart, I guess, where I'm working with the teachers in my own school, and this is something that has sort of been poking at me a little bit because Paul Allison has been talking about it, where he has been much more willing to collaborate with teachers outside of his school rather than inside of his school because he sees a lot of resistance in his school. And I really do not want to feel that way, that there is resistance in my school. And the only way to do that is to make sure that everything I'm involved with on a national or international scale, people know about it and people want to learn about it. And if you have enough passion for it, for creating these type of opportunities where I can pull in one or two other teachers and we can all collaborate together with a school in Connecticut or in Bangladesh or wherever we're looking at. And so I really want to create some change within the school system itself, within my school system. And really that's been the focus, what I'd like to make the focus. So Paul Allison has recently revealed that he is now looking for a new job because his principal said that he was not collaborating well enough with the other teachers. And he basically admitted to that. And it really got me thinking as to kind of the job description that Paul was filling out and kind of the job description that he wants to be fulfilling. And to me, those were pretty drastic. He talked about on his podcast really wanting a year to just experiment and see what was possible out there. And I felt like I did that a lot this year, but I did not get chastised for it. I was rewarded for it. I got our team was awarded $35,000 for laptops for next year because of the things that we were experimenting with in the classroom. And I'm not sure if that's because he is fulfilling a technology teacher position and I'm doing language arts, and so they see it as something more integrated because it's a language arts class. Whereas he was integrating language arts into the technology class, and it became wildly successful. So I don't really know what to do with that, but it got me thinking as to the Teacher 2.0 job description, which I have written about on my blog at previous times. I do believe that a new vision of school requires a new vision of the job description of teaching, of being a teacher. And so a few months ago, I wrote out a post all about what my perfect job description was. And I was feeling very much like, well, this isn't what my job description is right now. And I was feeling, I think, quite a bit like Paul is, kind of like my efforts were being rejected by a lot of the people, a lot of the stakeholders. and I hadn't felt this overwhelming support that I do feel right now from administration and from my teammates and people like that, department members, things like that. So I wrote it out and, you know, I said, absolutely, we have to be collaborators with other teachers, we have to collaborate with our students, we have to be designing curriculum based upon students' needs and sort of student-directed curriculum where they have a lot of choice. I sort of dove into what I think is a better model for teaching. You know, you have that constructivist, project-based model of teaching and learning, most of which is outlined in the Academy of Discovery. And I think that was sort of one of the first steps in order to create the Academy of Discovery, was figuring out, well, if I were going to create a job description and if I were going to create a new job, what would it be? And the more that I realize it, what I've done with the Academy of Discovery is I have advocated for myself the type of job that I actually want to do in the space that I am already working. And I have said, this is the kind of teaching that I want to do. Can I do it? And I've, you know, I've asked. And I think that maybe Paul didn't have as supportive of administration. That's the way it sounds. I mean, it doesn't sound like the administrator was totally out of touch with it, but didn't seem as supportive as the administrator that I have. And I think that that's definitely a point of contention. But if we can start advocating, self-advocacy, that's what we promote in our students. We are always asking them, if you need help, if you need some to find a resource, go out and do it. We will help you. We will show you the tools that you will need in order to find those resources, but it is going to be your responsibility in order to find them. And we are advocating that they are directing their own curriculum, and they become advocates for their learning. And I wonder if we can't apply that to the teaching side of things, where we become advocates for our teaching, and not just for teaching in general. I mean, we're advocates for public education and for education in general all of the time. You know, I talk about it probably more than I should. You know, my wife definitely gets tired of hearing about it. We're in sort of social situations and I back off a little bit, but if we can, to our higher ups or to anyone who will listen within our schools, within our districts, if we can advocate for this type of teaching and frame it in such a way that they are forced to redefine the job description. And I wonder how many people have done that, have written out, this is the job that I want, and I want to stay where I am. I don't want to go to another school that's, you know, more progressive or anything like that. I want to create change where I am because that's where the change is needed. That I'm seeing this, the change that is needed in my particular school, and I want to make that happen. So if you will give me an opportunity, I will do this. And I will become this teacher, or I am this teacher, and if you give me the freedom to pursue it, this is what I would like to do. And I feel like if we are proactive and we create, you know, measures of our own success as teachers, by either, you know, assessing the kids or having them assess us, the kids assess us as teachers, and being able to pull in some data on their learning and saying this is more effective and this is where teaching is going, let me redefine my job description. And so I really do want us as teachers to become people who are advocating change within our own place, within the place that we inhabit right now. And I almost feel like every year we should be able to redefine our job description according to what we have learned that year and get it approved by administration. And I maybe that's just creating too much bureaucracy or whatever, because we're always changing what we're doing in our classrooms, but we never sort of codify it. We never are writing it out and saying, this is how I'm different this year than last year. This is what I would like to do different next year. And proposing it to someone who will listen to us and who will say, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. I want you to be doing this in the classroom, and I want to promote however I can this School 2.0 idea in your classroom. I want it to be a part of our school. And that is transparency at the teacher level. You know, we're trying to make sure that our kids' grades are more transparent. We're trying to make sure that our lessons are more transparent by putting them on a blog. But it all seems to be very horizontal and then down from us as teachers, whereas the administration part of it and the people who are really in charge of giving us our jobs, they may not see teaching as changing. Our jobs, they may see our jobs as the same as they were 10 years ago. Whereas our jobs of being teachers has changed. And I don't think that that's in our job descriptions, in our contracts, even with unions. That doesn't seem to be a part of it. I would really love it if one of the duties that we could have during the school year was not a bus duty, but rather a discussion duty on a blog and encouraging other teachers to discuss. I would love to have a professional development duty where we are looking at other edubloggers or listening to podcasts, having that time where we have to do that because, you know, we've set aside time to go take care of the buses or to watch over lunch or things like that. Why don't we have duties that match more our vision and our true goals for education? And obviously the supervision and things like that, those are safety issues. But if we wanted to do, if we wanted to keep with that theme, we could do a duty of internet safety. I mean, it's not like a policing issue, but it is sort of looking for on the school-sponsored web pages and blogs and wikis and things like that, where we have the ability to monitor and moderate, being a moderator, having that time set aside where you are a moderator and keeping our spaces safe. And I don't know, I think that we need to have an evolving job description. And I think that was the problem that Paul was having, is that his job description was one thing. And when he stepped out of that one thing and didn't necessarily define it for other people in a way that made sense to them, he was no longer necessary. And they said, it's time to move on because you are no longer doing what your job description said. And I do think it's kind of funny when applying for any other job out there, there is a very detailed job description and things like that that actually applies to what goes on in the office or something like that. Whereas in teaching, it always seems to be a very general job description that doesn't necessarily have a whole lot to do with what actually goes on in the classroom. And I would love it if collaboratively the teacher and the administration could write the job description and have that be the working document where those could be checkpoints that they could check up on and see if you are accomplishing all of the things that you want to or are required to do. And, you know, I know that there are processes in place where the job description is already outlined by union contracts and things like that, but I feel like this transcends a lot of the bureaucratic means of school district versus union talks. And this is about making better teachers, and this is about making a better learning environment for our kids. And I feel like we can throw away a lot of the other stuff that just kind of gets in the way of that. And maybe that's super radical or something like that, or maybe it's not. But I feel like I've rambled a little while on the topic of creating a new definition of teaching, but not just on a blog post. Making it a document that is in a permanent place within the administrator's hands, or within the front office. You know, making these promises to your school, this is what I am willing to do. So if you have any ideas about how to get that done in another way, or if you have any experience with changing a job description at a school, I would love to hear about it. Please email me at benwilkoff, that's BENWILKOFF, @gmail.com. And you can visit my blog, where you can look for Teacher 2.0, I think is the name of the blog post. And that's at youngsonne, but it's spelled youngsonne.edublogs.org. You can check out this podcast and many, many others at bhwilkoff.podomatic.com. And I'd love to hear from you in comment form or an email or any other kind of collaboration we can come up with. Thanks for listening.